Hello, everybody. You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. And it's another episode of
Weezer Wednesday.
Yep. We're back from spring break. Yep, it's true. I know you missed us. But don't worry. We're back, and we're better than ever. And it's bright in the studio because of daylight saving time. How delightful is that?
I just feel so much more normal now that the warm weather is back. I don't know if I can do cold weather anymore. I think I stay in Baltimore for a year, and then I see if I can go south somewhere.
Oh, she's like a bird going to go south.
When Grace Heron, Heron being the bird, is the bird.
Mm, but Heron is also a bird.
That's the double entendre.
Did you say Heron or herring?
Heron.
Oh, I thought you said herring.
What the heck? Herring.
Herring is a bird, right?
Well,
Sound off in the comments.
I crashed our dear friend Akash's Studio Ghibli class.
Herring is a fish, sorry.
Oh, yeah, it's a fish.
Continue.
I crashed our dear friend Akash's Studio Ghibli class today, and they were talking about pumpkin herring pie in Kiki's Delivery Service.
Uh-huh.
And, it was so nice. I presented today to my theater class.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to give a presentation, and I gave my presentation, and I wore a classic Irish cap. And everyone loved my presentation.
Wow.
And it felt awesome.
You're like, I'm Grace, and I want to talk about the famine, and I'm Sinead O'Connor.
And about the famine. I mean, Ireland. I want to talk about Ireland.
Ireland.
And then specifically the famine. I wish I could speak Irish or know anything. Just a girl. I don't know anything.
No. I'm just a girl. Not me just being a girl,
That was a joke. For all...
Yeah.
I'm like on autopilot because I was pulling up the playlist, but now I can actually speak from the heart. Hi, welcome back.
Hi, everyone. Now we're actually ready to start the show.
Yay! Wait, so Zoe, where were you this past, few week?
Where were you these past few 7 days?
Yeah.
I were in Iceland.
Ooh! Yeah!
Sugoi! I went to Reykjavik with my family.
Oh.
The scenery was beautiful, unlike anything I'd ever seen before. Waterfalls and mountains, snow-capped mountains, and wind like I've never seen before in my life.
Really? It was that windy?
Yeah, it was really, really windy and cold, but it was beautiful nonetheless. When, where were you, Grace Heron?
I was at home, hanging with my family, hashtag yes, for the first 4 days. And then I went to Harper's Ferry, or as my mom calls it, LARPer's Ferry. And it was very beautiful. It was a very cozy town. And my favorite part was probably the train itself. Because the train is... There's like a train that comes by every 30 minutes or so. And this one train came by at like 3 in the morning. And it was so loud. And I woke up to it. But not like... I wasn't bothered by it. I woke up and I was like... It's the same way you wake up when it's raining out. You're like, it's raining. I had the same reaction to the noises of the train. And I love trains. It's the best form of transportation.
Heck yes. Where does the train go? Like, where does it come to and from?
It goes from the Mark. The Mark goes to Harper's Ferry.
Oh, it was the Mark?
Yeah, there was the Mark. There was Amtrak. There were freight cars. A lot of them were going to Chicago, I think.
Mm.
It was just so interesting. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So much history.
Yes.
I feel like the older that I get, the more I appreciate history.
You're going to be like an old history teacher. Like,
say, kids, come around. Sit on the couch.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story.
That's amazing.
I know. I want to hear more about your trip.
Well, let's get started with some tunes, and then we can come back with more stories. Why don't we?
How about we play the best PSA?
Oh, let's do that.
Ever. Let's go.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Fire, fire, fire. All right, we're ready for some Weezer Wednesday traveling episode today.
Today is also the Weezer Wednesday.
Dude, it is. It's Weezer Wednesday. Like, did you guys see on their Instagram? It's Weezer Wednesday.
If Weezer is saying it, then that's real.
It's the Weezer Wednesday of all Weezer Wednesdays, because you know what? There's a new album coming out tonight at 11, at 12, I
think. Is it a new album?
Yeah, it's a new album.
Oh.
Okay, she doesn't know. She doesn't know there's a new Weezer album on the way. Anyway, let's get started with some songs, why don't we? We're gonna get started with Across the Sea, because I traveled across the sea this spring break.
Genius.
Classic Pinkerton song. And then what's next? I have some... We can do, I want to do, road trip songs later on, so if you have more, upbeat ones, we can do those first.
This is my upbeat song.
Okay, let's do that.
Help Me by Joni Mitchell. That song, I did listen to that a lot last week, honestly. Same with this song. Can I do...
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
We have Across the Sea, as mentioned previously. Help Me by Joni Mitchell, and then Opsy by Good Morning. That was what I listened. I listened to, a lot of Good Morning when I went on my walk, and I went to H.J. Patterson for the first time. Yeah, so I found that song then. So, a good selection for you guys.
Let's freaking do it. Okay, here we go. Here's Weezer's Across the Sea.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Way across the sea. I've seen some hot, hot places come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
That I got kind of lost in Opsy.
Yeah, that was a chill little segment. Opsy, Good Morning, Help Me by Joni Mitchell, and Across the Sea by Weezer. Not so chill. More about the Japanese girls close to the sea.
Why are you Italian?
I'm French.
Oh, why?
Wyatt Earple.
Wyatt Earple.
So, what?
I want to talk more
chill.
Business. I want to hear more about your trip.
Okay, we can talk business. So, I think my favorite part of my trip was like the front end part, because we've landed and we immediately, straight from the airport, went to see like a bunch of waterfalls. And I was like,
wow.
Because it was like when we were driving away from the airport, it was just like snowy and hard to see and really scary on the roads. And then we like got to the waterfalls and the sky cleared up and the sun came out and the waters were falling.
When the waterfalls have water falling.
Yeah. And it was beautiful. And I just looked around and I looked at the mountains and I was like, this is unreal. I can't believe this is like on Earth.
What song was playing in your head when you saw it?
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I was sleepy. Oh, another thing. I slept so much on this trip because as soon as I would enter the car, I would nod off. So not a lot of formative music for me on this trip. I listened to a lot of Aerial, Air Real, and a lot of that kind of like, I don't know if it's classified as shoegaze, but like calm, like kind of that kind of stuff. So I just had that in my headphones and I would immediately fall asleep. So I was just like awoken from my sleep and there was a waterfall and I was like, wow.
That's
and then we went
wonderful.
To another one called Skogafoss. That one was super beautiful. We had to, well, first we did, there was like stairs to get up to the top of the waterfall. So we did that first.
Mm-hmm.
So tiring. It was like 20 minutes Stairmaster. It wasn't 20 minutes. It was probably like 5 minutes, but felt like freaking 20. And my legs were burning. And then we got to the top and I was like, wow. But I think the bottom was more beautiful because that's where we could see the rainbow reflection.
Oh.
And then I took a nice family photo. And it was so sunny and nice and it wasn't windy. So that was really nice. The following day we went to an ice cave. Or several ice caves, I guess. That was super windy. But it was really cool. Like you could see the blue from like the glaciers. It was like, it was really awesome. All the nature and scenery was really, really incredible. And then we went to Reykjavik, which was cool, I guess. But I need to go back in the summer because I didn't really get a good sense of what the city's really like and how it's popping with people. But yeah, W spring break, I would say.
What was your favorite meal?
Okay. The food in Iceland was not impressive to me. Mm. It was expensive and not that good. I guess my favorite... Oh, we did go to like a tomato restaurant. That was pretty cool. That was cool.
Oh, yummy!
We had a lot of tomatoes and I had like... Mater sorbet and cucumber sorbet. It was good.
Mater sorbet.
It was good. It was still sweet. It was just tasted a little bit like tomatoes. It was still good.
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, that was cool. It was in a greenhouse, so we were like sitting in a greenhouse with all the tomatoes.
Was it warm?
It was warm. It wasn't like unbearable, but it was nice.
I wish I was a tomato sometimes on a vine.
Yeah.
Like getting sunned.
A plump
by
little tomato.
I know. That's how I feel right now. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what about your spring break?
I went to Harper's Ferry. We had Chill Town train vibes. Our friend Tim brought his guitar and his banjo, and we filmed a singing video by the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a lot of, I really wanted to do a lot of hiking. So we did like the Harper's Ferry Overlook hike, and then we did, Old Rag Mountain in Shenandoah. Mm-hmm. So we drove like 2 hours to the mountain. It wasn't as close as I thought. It takes an hour to get to the actual national park. I think that was the problem when I first proposed it. But I'm happy we did it. I mean, the hike itself wasn't difficult. And the rock scramble was, like, a bit precarious. But it wasn't that bad. Not to be that one person. But I did this hike called Dead Woman's Pass. And that was terrible. That was the hardest thing I've ever done.
Okay. You picked the Dead Woman hike and you're... Okay.
So Dead Woman's Pass was worse than Old Rag.
What was that like?
It was 4 hours straight up.
Oh.
Straight up 4 hours. And it was, you were carrying a bunch of stuff on your back. This is the Peru trip we did.
Oh, I thought you meant this was at Shenandoah.
No, I'm sorry.
I was like, what?
I'm comparing it to Dead Woman's Pass as
a
stretch of the Inca Trail in Peru. And that was difficult.
Mm.
That was difficult.
Did you have to like climb or anything? Just was a lot of walking uphill.
It was walking, but it was like Stairmaster uphill, like steps. It was steps for 4 hours, and that was pretty terrible.
It doesn't even sound fun.
But the view at the end, Oh my goodness, so worth it. But I think that's probably the hardest thing I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful because now the other stuff, like if I'm struggling somewhere else, I can compare it.
That's true.
My dad was like, this is nothing like Everest. I'm like, okay, goodbye. Goodbye. Flex.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Buddy.
I love hiking. I love being outside. Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
And now it's getting warm and we can be outside all the time.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
So that's why we're going to bring the vibes up in this episode with this traveling. This is also going to be an insight to, like, I think post-grad travel. It should be. We can talk about that.
Oh, really good point.
Because it'll be summer and we're going to be unemployed for at least 2 months.
Yeah.
And so we'll have time to kill.
I would like to be unemployed for a few months.
Yeah.
But July 20th.
Yeah. Whip you into shape. I have to actually figure out when I'm starting my job. But that's... Anyway, let's get into these next few songs. Oh. We are low-key 30 minutes into the episode and have only played 3 songs.
Wow. Because we were talking for so long.
Yeah, we're just having chit-chat vibes.
This is so California.
Yeah, because I don't know. I was trying to find, like, locations.
Which one? This one?
Let's do, California Kids. And then we can do Deacon Blues.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to play the whole song. It's pretty long.
It's such a good song.
It is really good.
I was singing that for a long time.
I listened to the entire Asia album in the shower today.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I listened to it in my grandma's shower.
Nice.
That was the first time I listened to Asia.
It's really good. And then do you want to keep Drive?
Or do you want to move? I'll keep Drive with this three. I feel like.
Okay, so let's just do these two and then we'll come back.
Perfect.
Okay, California Kids by Weezer off of the White album.
3, 2, 1.
Boy.
Boy!
Oi, oi, oi.
When you wake up, cobwebs on your eyelids, stuck in rigor mortis. Just get going till you hit the ocean and you turn Californian. Whoa. You don't have to have the answers. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. It's gonna be alright if you're on a sinking ship.
California kids, we'll show you. I play just what I feel. Drink scotch whiskey.
Hi, everyone.
Learn to work the saxophone. I play just what I feel.
Drink scotch whiskey all night long.
And die behind the wheel.
Fire. Oh, wrong one.
Music, what? Am I right?
A delightful song.
That's a good song. Mm-hmm. For a while, I was singing that around the apartment. I was like, learn to work the saxophone.
Wow. A good one.
Wow. Well, as the weather gets warmer, Steely Dan's going to be coming out more.
I listened to so much yacht rock today. I was doing the dishes and taking a shower and doing my homework, and I was like, I'm listening to this yacht rock. Yacht rock? Is that what you said? Okay, you can exit the studio right now.
I'm sorry. It's a joke. I'm joking. It's not funny, so that it's funny again, I guess.
Fine. Anyway.
Sorry.
Hey.
Oh, summer traveling.
Yeah, you go first because I don't have plans.
I would like to go to Norway. My plan is to leave June 1st.
Continue.
tomatoes. Throwing tomatoes. I'm going to Norway June 1st to June 7th, and I'm going to go hiking in the fjords of Orland.
Orland.
No. Orland. Orland.
Why is it Orland?
A-U-R-L-A-N-D. The Orland Fjord. Fjord.
Oh.
Fjord. We will be in Ireland after.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. So Norway, June 1st to 7th, I'm going to go hiking. And then I'm going to meet up with my class in Copenhagen. I'm taking a Denmark engineering class. And then I go to Portugal with my family until the 21st. And then I need to figure out what I'm doing until July 4th when I meet Zoe and Anna in Ireland.
Woo!
So I'm thinking of ideas. There's an artist I really want to see in Berlin on the 25th of June. So
wait, I want to go to Berghain.
Maybe I'll be in Berlin. Then join me.
Okay.
Then join me. Hello? Question mark. I want to get crunk at the ice bar. In Bergen.
What bar?
No. Like the temperature. Cold. I'm cold.
I don't know anything about Berghain, so you probably know more than I do. But I want to go and be like, they're like, not today. Not today. We can't let you in.
But we should go.
Yeah.
We should go. We should see if we should get in. Like, imagine we put all this effort into the outfits and we see if we get in or not.
Yeah, I feel like in my head, the less work you put into your outfit, the more chances you are to get in. Like, they want, like, a nonchalant baddie in the Berghain.
But do you want to tell them? Do you want to tell our dear listeners what we're talking about?
Berghain?
Yeah.
Oh. Berghain's, like, the most exclusive club in the world, I guess. It's in Berlin, and there's, like, this simulator you can do where you pretend that you're trying to get in, and the guy will be, like, let you in, or he'll be, like, not today. No.
No.
He'll, like, read your facial expressions and everything, so we did it a while ago, last semester, and nobody got in.
Really?
I think maybe one person did, like, after multiple rounds.
Wait, let me try.
Okay, we can do it later.
You know me, I have a great RBF.
Or we can do it during the next music break.
Yeah, and then stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned to figure out if Grace Herring gets into Berghain. But
I probably won't.
Yeah, as of right now, I don't have concrete summer plans. I might be going to Japan and Taiwan with my family.
I want to go to Taiwan.
Well, we can make it happen sometime at some point. And if that doesn't happen, then I'll be traveling Eastern Europe with my friends. And then I'll be meeting Grace in Ireland.
Yay!
With Sinead O'Connor and the famine.
And Gortamore is the great famine in Irish.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that. But don't know yet. Don't know that yet. Anywho, let's get to these next few songs. Why don't we?
These songs make me feel like I... Oh!
Oh,
we just jumped up. Every time I
don't
bring
it.
Every
don't
time
say
I bring it,
it
up, I
it doesn't matter. We're just gonna keep running with the show.
Well, just a reminder that I love you guys.
Bays.
Love you.
It's Weezer Wednesday and you're a Weezer head if you're listening.
Weezer Bay Stay. Okay. These songs I feel like are like I'm moving.
Yeah, yeah.
The first song is Drive by the Cars. Then we have Wind of Change by Scorpions. And then what's the last song?
This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads.
Just I'm actually really excited for this lineup.
Such a classic. It's just you're traveling and you're on the road and you're like going somewhere. That's This Must Be the Place.
I agree.
So it needs to be in this lineup. Let's get to it.
Yes. 3, 2, 1.
the cars.
Change. that we could be so close, like brothers. The future's in the air, can feel it everywhere. I'm blowing with the wind of change.
We're back! And that was This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads, Winds of Change by Scorpions, and Drive by the Cars. And we have 5 minutes left in the show. No!
No.
Say it ain't so! I have to say that obligatory every episode.
Hey, get ready. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Weezer Wednesday, because Weezer album comes out at midnight tonight, so...
There may or may not be a listen party on our Instagram story.
Yeah. Oh my god.
We should do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Go on Instagram Live at midnight.
Only if you want to. If you want to go on.
Oh. You have to.
Oh, we're going to get banned on FCC.
Why?
Because we can't be begging people to go on. Okay, if you want to follow us on Instagram, if you want to see us doing the listen party, do that.
Sorry, you don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything you want to. But if you want to, we're going to listen to it tonight. Unless it doesn't come out tonight, then that's embarrassing for me, but I think it does.
It should, right?
I don't know.
Then either way, we have a listen party, and we'll post about it and get you hype AF beforehand.
Exactly.
Wait, I'm also kind of excited to go to the casino night. Did you buy tickets?
No. Oh. Anyway, we've got 5 minutes left. Everyone, thank you for tuning in on this delightful spring afternoon, evening.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna... Do you have any parting words?
As usual... Love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. My mom is going to be here next week.
Hey.
So get ready for my mom. She's coming.
I'm excited.
I'm wearing my Pringle socks.
I did notice that. Laundry run out?
Yes. I got all the mail today.
Got him. Nice. Okay, well, I want to play one last song before we go, and it's going to be Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Nice.
I think that's a nice Beverly closing Hills. Banger traveling song.
That's where I want to be, you know?
That's where I want to be.
That is where I want to be.
Yeah.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy this episode. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Per huge.
Or you can get a sneak peek into our lives on the live.
Or you could follow us on Instagram and see that, too.
If you want.
Only if you want to.
Optional.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye.
Sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want. Stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.